$1,000.68, and the Road and Bridge Trust Fund is at $16,591,279. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $8,325,599. The Sewer Tax Fund is at $16,763,027. And the total amount for the county, the funds includes $68,036,979.45, and that is going to be as of October 31st, 2023.
David, what's the ARPA account balance right now?
The ARPA account balance is at, which is going to be the 924 account, is at $5,420,798.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. What was the, do you know what the latest interest was on that? Received. Do you have that right there?
No, I do not.
Okay, that's not a big deal.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the presentation of the 2024 preliminary budget. Once again, we have our auditor, Mr. David Clark, going to present that this morning.
Pursuant to Statute 50-540 RSMO, I would like to present to you the 2024 proposed budget document that I have prepared for your review. This document gives the requested expenditures and anticipated revenues given from each department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county. After reviewing all of the requests, I have adjusted the revenues and expenditures to provide the commission with this proposed 2024 budget document. I have notified all department, officer, commission, and other agency of the county of any recommended decrease to their presented request. This proposed budget document has a healthy reserve providing over 3 months of operating expenses. In the general county fund, or the GCR fund, the total revenues anticipated are $21,258,769, and the total expenditures requested and adjusted are $21,589,590. The estimated beginning balance for the general county revenue is $14 million, and the anticipated ending balance will be $13,669,179. Keep in mind, this budget includes emergency funds of $640,000, which is not less than 3% of the total estimated general fund revenues, and contingency funds of $500,000, which is used for unforeseen expenditures. In the law enforcement tax fund, the total anticipated revenues are $8,988,500, and the total estimated expenditures are $9,830,275. The projected beginning balance for this fund is $4,500,000, and the anticipated ending balance will be $3,658,225. This fund was budgeted to provide enough money for maintaining the judicial building and the requested expenditures from the sheriff, jail, juvenile, and prosecutor's department. This fund also includes a contingency fund for unforeseen expenditures. The Road and Bridge Fund's estimated beginning balance is $19,800,000, and the projected revenues of $14,526,590, and expenditures budgeted at $20,000,000. $350,020. The estimated end balance will be $13,976,570. The sewer fund is estimated to begin at 16 $185,199. This fund shows projected revenues from the sales tax and interest totaling $11,950,000. The estimated expenditures of $18,341,840 will end the fund balance at about $9,793,359. The expenditures include many sewer projects in the sewer pump out program. The coronavirus local fiscal recovery fund, or the ARPA fund, was added to the 2022 budget. This is federal money received in response to the coronavirus pandemic. At the guidance of the federal government, this money will be at the commission's discretion for disbursement. Thank you.
Do we have any comments on the presentation?
No. I mean, the only thing is you brought up that a lot of the budgeted funds are emergency funds, contingency funds. There's a lot in there that we know we're not going to spend, but by law it has to be in there.
Yes, we and put then, in.
And then some of the other things are some capital improvement funds and taxes. So I just don't want there to be any misunderstandings that there's no true deficit spending at all.
Correct.
Taney County's sitting in a pretty good spot.
Correct.
So, because especially, how much of the ARPA money do you have, without looking through the entire budget, how much of the ARPA money do you have said to be spent this year?
5.4.
So even though 5.4, so out of the, I don't have it in front of me anymore, the $13,669,000 was 5.4 of that ARPA money? Or is that coming out of the 924 you said?
It's going to be out of its own fund.
ARPA
it's
going to
be the total amount, correct.
But that was in our other funds. That was in our other, that was wrapped up in the other funds of that.
In everything total.
In the total. Out of
sure.
The total, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Anyway, I just want to make that point.
Yes, the previous year, the independent auditors said that we, out of our reserve alone, can run in for 10 months without having any revenue. So we have a healthy reserve, and at the end of this 2024 year, we'll still have a healthy reserve. And a lot of the monies that are being spent is going to be on, like you said, Brandon, capital improvements and projects that have been in place for a while, including sewer projects and road and bridge projects. Correct.
Any further discussion?
And that's a working budget that'll be approved by the end of the year.
Yes, this is going to be the proposed budget from the auditor's office for the amounts that were presented and adjusted. And this is going to be by request of the people if they wanted to look at the proposed, but it is still or is able to be still adjusted by the commission's request on what needs to be adjusted, if anything.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have court orders and add-on report. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
In front of us, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from our Taney County Clerk.
Do you guys want to do the add-on report first?
Do what?
You guys want to do the add-on report first?
Yes.
Move to accept and enter into the record the add-on report as presented for October 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mm-hmm.
first one being Exhibit A, the parcels speaking, understand, like 214469, that's the housing development that is by the government declared as low income. They should have been on a special credit. Sorry, I'm looking at a different one. The first one is the Women's Crisis Center. That should have been exempt. And
yeah, it was double assessed.
On the first one?
Well, under clerical errors, the second abatement, though. Structure value should only have been on the parcel, and then we should have land only.
You're talking about the second one then?
Abatement number 213477, yes.
Yes, okay, correct.
So I'm good with those two. Are you guys good with those?
Yes.
Okay. Label Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated November 13th, 2023.
And the second one being Exhibit B. The only one.
So we need a second on the first motion.
Oh, I'm so
motion.
Sorry.
No, I thought you was continuing to read there before you seconded.
I was. Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second.
Any further discussion?
Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry. I thought you was reading up on that one. I apologize.
Moving on.
Okay. And then on our next one.
What is the, I don't have a problem with that one, but I have a question.
Is this 213479?
I'm showing prepaid abatements of 300880.
Oh.
Or not prepaid, but personal property paid abatements.
You're showing what?
The next one on my list is a paid abatements.
Yes.
Abatement number 300880.
Yes, uh-huh. Where it was 10 years old.
Right, what are you showing?
That's what I'm showing.
So yours is showing?
Uh-huh. There's just one.
Okay, that's the very last one. I'm sorry.
What's that? No, that's that one. Mm-hmm.
It's this one here. It's at the back of mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I apologize.
That's all right. So which one?
No, I was looking for it because I seen where they were turning. It wasn't in my spot there. So
are we going to label the paid abatements as Exhibit B?
Yes.
Make sure. Commissioner Farmer, are you good with that?
You're good with that? You're good with that? Yes.
Make sure we're all on the same page.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The only question I have is this is for 2022, so that's why when does that year, the 10-year thing, kind of kick in? Is it for tax year of 2023, is your vehicle 2013, or does it have to be 2000?
In the year 22, it had to be 10 years old then. In the year 2022, because this is in regard to that bill,
right.
That vehicle had to be 10 years old then.
So it doesn't actually reduce until 23. If it's a 12, it doesn't reduce until 23?
That's what I'm asking.
Right.
Is it 12, so then 2022 is when it actually, is it the 10th year or after the 10th year? That's my question.
Susan, I can't answer that.
I think it's your guys'. Is that your all's?
So, Mrs. Chapman, the question on the table is, in the instance of this, we have a 2012 vehicle model. Does that adjustment happen on the 10th year, or does it take place on the 11th year, which would be 23?
No, look here.
No.
2016, this is when they were put in place a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
2006.
When it becomes 10 years old.
Okay.
So it would be the 10th year.
So it would be on the 10th year.
Yeah, it's on the 10th year.
Okay.
Typically. When the vehicle becomes 10 years old is when, in the past, the assessor's office has...
Our Jill and Ulrich is supposed to feather in at the 11th year.